Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you all for taking time to listen to this important show. Before you start to purchase some of the biggest technical items this Christmas, perhaps we could save you some money for New Year's.
2 years, we Americans celebrate our freedom by getting a new phone and agreeing to be locked in by a multi-billion-dollar wireless carrier. They trap us in pricey contracts with hard-to-understand benefits while making it incredibly hard to leave, let alone take our phone with us. But there's a surprisingly easy way to get out of here.
And what the individual was talking about is there is a way for you to be able to communicate. I think, you know, it was either just me and Mannix back in early, well, he was 70s, had a cell phone in his, you know, sports car. I had one. I carried around with a backpack. And it was pretty much about fashion. It's pretty much about a fashion statement. It's pretty much about something other than what a phone really is in need of. One thing is really important today for you to realize is that there are no more pay phones. And if you are in a desperate need when you're starting to travel throughout Thanksgiving and Christmas, this holiday season, and you have your you know, kids in college coming home, or some of your college kids heading towards college, if they're struggling, if they're on the side of the road without any way of communicating, this is something that they need, and it's not now a fashion statement. It's a necessity, just like a spare tire in the back of a car. Today I have Mr. Terrence Robinson, who's going to educate us on how we can not fall into this trap, because you're going to start seeing these commercials between now and especially between Black Friday and saying, hey, you know, you can get two more lines for your two kids, and it's only $10 a month if they sign another two-year contract. We're going to talk about what is really in need of. Again, when we first started, it was just about communicating to call 911 if you're in trouble, or to call your mom and dad if you were late, or you're struggling, or you're, you know, being attacked by a grizzly bear. We have number one. He's growing here in Atlanta. It's Cell Makeover, the CEO. He's going to try to, relinquish the idea of these free phones to get a contract for 2 years. And what are the benefits and the cost? Because we all have to weigh those in everything we do in our life. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to help me introduce Mr. Terrence Robinson. Hello, Terrence.
Hello, Tom. How's it going?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
All right. I heard your intro, and I could definitely speak on that. The one reason why I started this business is because of I didn't want to be in a contract any longer, or even have the options that, and I didn't know that there was a lot of options out there besides the four major carriers out there that offer long-term contracts. And we know we do not want to be in a long-term contract, because anything could go wrong, and, you know, you're forced to pay a bill that you no longer want to, you know, pay. So with different type of services out here, we can definitely save money doing so and not have to pay for services that we don't need.
Mr. Robinson, I you know, use me as a laughing board, if you will. But today, I can't even go to a restaurant calling me, and I had a flip phone.
Yes, sir.
I will have to make an excuse to go outside to the car because I think the lights are still on my car, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because these individuals now, and even kids, now, we're going to talk on a serious note, but this is what I'm going to use as a fashion statement, is that today I couldn't be, you know, recognized as a serious, you know, player if I had a flip phone. When a phone call came in, I had to go out and go outside, you know, and act like I was smoking a cigarette, and now I don't even smoke cigarettes. But the point that I'm trying to share with you is these kids today and individuals, and those individuals who are looking to purchase, they want the best. And every 2 years, technology changes, correct?
Yes. As a matter of fact, every 6 months, to be exact, technology changes. The major carriers have a tendency for anywhere between 90 to 6 months. They're changing out new phones. So we will not be able to ever keep up with technology because the different features that they offer on the phones, and they all offer just one or two features or more, and which gets to get us excited about having that new phone. But in the way I understand it, the way I see it, is that we're paying for something that we really don't need, because actually the phone does the same thing. You just have to educate ourselves on what features we want and what features we don't want on our phones. And so that's the way the major companies are getting us excited about getting a brand new phone. For instance, Apple just introduced, what, about less than 6 months ago, the new iPhone 6, and now they are doing pre-orders for the iPhone 6S. And then definitely around about Christmas, they're going to introduce a new phone, which will be the iPhone 7.
So what I was getting back to, Terrence, if you called me and I was at Chili's,
mm-hmm.
You called me, and if we go back to what the phone used to be really about, was communicating with those,
yes,
that you loved, or to let, mm-hmm, people know that you're going to be late, or you're stuck in traffic, or have a car situation.
Yes.
You can't really even pull out your iPhone 5 or 4.
Yeah.
You know, and mm-hmm, that's kind of odd to be able to say that.
Yeah, and there's... You can do the same thing with an iPhone 4 as 5. The only thing difference is are the apps. And they make the apps available for you. So having the latest and the greatest, you know, is not always the best thing for, especially us that are on a budget and want to save money. We don't need to, get the newest phone out there. And, you know, quite frankly, I think it's a waste of money, because right now the new 6S, you know, the phone is selling for anywhere between $800 to $1,200. You know, and I don't know too many people just have that much money to just give away. Yeah, and that's basically what you're doing, because 90% of the time, the features that they offer on the new phone, we never use anyway.
And if you can, for those who are listening, before you go out, and this is Red Monday, not Black Friday. And this is something that you need to understand as far as when you're considering for your college-bound students, your high school students, now even your middle school and even elementary school students, they're all going to be crying and say, hey, I want the best, I want this. you just hit on a note, is that all these people have all these new phones and have no idea how to use all the features. Can you talk a little bit about, most importantly, and I had an experience this past week with my niece, who's 18 today. Happy birthday, Alexis. But these kids are going to, you're going to buy that new phone, and they're going to have it in the lap. They're going to get out the car. They're going to have it on the backpack. They're going to turn it around, and they're going to drop and crack. Can you talk about the warranties that these major phone, you know, companies are, you know, offering, and what do you offer for?
Well, you know, Tom, I'm glad you brought that up. That's something that I definitely are passionate about. You know, a lot of times what we do, we purchase these expensive phones, but we never protect our investment. And what I mean about that is we say, okay, well, I get a case for it. Well, you're protecting the back. The back is already protected because the back you can replace very easily, but the actual phone itself is on the front screen, and we do not protect that, and that's the most vulnerable point of our phones. Okay, and so with that, we have screen protectors, glass break, tempered glass. Tempered glass is designed to crack before your LCD or your digitizer on your phone. And with that, that will give you a lot more protection than buying a cover or a screen. I mean, oh, what's going on? Not a cover, a case for your phone. That's not important. But we all need to protect our tempered glass. And tempered glass is very cheap. It runs about $20, and it will save you a lot of time and a lot of headaches if we purchase that, the screen protector or the tempered glass, versus then buying a case for your phone and only covering the back. If you're going to do it, cover the front as well, because that's the most important part of the phone. Because once your screen goes out, you have to get that replaced, and definitely that is costly too. For instance, the iPhone 6, the screen will cost you anywhere between $100 all the way up until $200. Depends on where you go and get your phone replaced. And the tempered glass that you use will only cost $20. Will definitely save you money in the long run. And top of that, with having a screen protector or tempered glass placed over your phone, will increase your phone if you choose to get rid of the phone, because it is not all scratched up dings and stuff that is on front of your face of your phone. And so those are the most important thing about that, as in getting the right protection for your phone.
Let me just introduce you to someone who is probably flying over you right now. She is a new superhero, co-host. She didn't have time to come on when the show started. And I think she might need some protection as she flies around Metro Atlanta. We're talking about the Lookout Lady. Terrence, if you don't mind, can I bring on the Lookout Lady?
Yes, yes.
Let's see if she probably, listen, she probably already cracked her doggone cell phone. Lookout
Hello,
Lady.
Tom. Hello. Yes, hello, Tom. Hello, Terrence.
Hey, Patricia.
How you doing?
All right, all right, all right.
Well, listen,
yes,
look at ladies, as you fly around Metro Atlanta, I'm sure that you need to adhere to Mr. Terrence Robinson's, you know, suggestions as far as having some protection. You know, I don't know how high you fly, but anyway, thing is, Can you tell, from your knowledge, about the cell makeover and the service of the company and this nice young man?
Yes. First of all, thank you for allowing me to be on the show, Tom. Of course, you know you are the baddest man in radio. First of all, let me tell you what happened to me with my phone. I was so disappointed in my service all the way around. I mean, can I say the company's name? I don't know if I can say that. Anyway, okay, I'm not going to say the company's name. Anyway, I was with one carrier. I was very unhappy with this carrier, and so I switched over to another carrier, okay? And, you know, they cut it in half, so I switched to another carrier. Then they sent me this phone that didn't even work, okay? It was hanging up and calling down on people all the time, constantly. So I heard about Terrence from a good friend of mine, from Tom, and he told me to just bring the phone in and let me take a look at it. When he looked at it, he said, I've never seen this phone before, and it was awful. I was in so much just distressed because I couldn't call people. They couldn't call me back. It was just so crazy. So he was a lifesaver for me because he got me into another phone that was that I could talk to people on and also upgraded what I had.
And were you on the contract?
Yes, I was on a contract.
Now, once Terrence got you, he got you out of the contract, so you're now monthly and
I'm monthly now with Terrence, but no, I was not under contract with this other company that I switched over to. No, I was not.
Well, Terrence,
he was definitely not fit for me.
Terrence, yes. First I'll say hello to Terrence and everything, and she's doing a lot of things for our community, as far as conserving our money and to use our money wisely throughout the holidays. Terrence, can you give a shout-out and challenge to families and mothers and fathers who are looking to maybe get into this, all these commercials are going to be blowing up on the TV as far as adding on a new line and getting them into another contract.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference that you can provide?
The difference is, for one, there's no long-term contract. Actually, there's no contract. And with that, your phone will be the same at every end of the month. So, for instance, if your bill is $50, that's what you pay, $50 and nothing more. There is no late fees associated with it. There is no late fees.
Limitation of data or whatever?
Yeah, you have data. You can get as much data as you need, but most of us, let me start over.
Okay.
Data is something that the companies are selling us on right now. Now, he said, no, you can get two lines with 10 gigs of data, you know. So most of us who have data at home or data at our business can use that versus then buying something that we really don't need, you know. I always tell people there's no need to purchase 10 gigs of data unless you are in your car, and I know most of us don't text and drive. So that's one part of it, you know, that we don't need. So if we are out, we usually have access to Wi-Fi everywhere we go. And so that is something that we have to start understanding as, and you know, we use what we can, and you know, and not so much as what they want to sell us on, and you know, we have always have free talk and text, but then they say, okay, well, you have free talk and text, but you can have 10 gigs of data. Well, 10 gigs of data, that means that you have no life, you have doing nothing, and all you do is talking. I mean, all you do is use your data on your phone. So when we use our data, we're downloading videos or we're watching movies and stuff. That's where you need your data at. But then, like I said before, our access to Wi-Fi, you know, that is good enough for us. I mean, whereas, you know, you actually anywhere between 5 to 6, maybe a little less data that we probably need. Because I, myself, I only use about maybe 1 gig of data per month. And then that's only to when I'm out driving. And most cars now have Wi-Fi in them. So, you know, we have to not get caught up in that thing as in data, you know, because that's what they're selling us on. They're not selling us on talk and text anymore. But for a while back, that's what they were selling us on. So they come up with this new concept. Hey, let's sell them on data. Okay, fine. So then when you run out of your data, then they slows the, they don't turn it off. What they do is slows your data down to, from 4G to 2G.
Well, now here is a very important thing, and you hit on it, and I was utilizing myself as, like I told you, you know, a blackboard of ignorance. But there were some things that would go on to a serious level, and for those who are thinking about purchasing, you know, cell phones, and it's kind of hard to even believe that a second grader needs a cell phone or a fifth grader needs a cell phone. But because of some of the situations with the man that's going on as far as the violence, you know, it's where, and although I'm also a national talk show host, I'm also a CNBC International, but when, you know, the events happen in Oregon, and the events are going to continue to happen, you know, elementary schools and whatnot, we need to have the ability for communication with the parent and the child. Even in college, the CNN anchor people are talking to these students who are underneath the library table. They're trying to listen and having them to communicate. What I want to say to you is, the need for safety, the need for communication, and that's really what brings the, you know, the cell phone back into existence. And it's not a fashion statement. It's not an iPhone 6 or iPhone 10, 18, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to be another one next year. It's going to be an iPhone 12, you know. But it's the communication and the need for people who are considering purchasing cell phones for their children and for their loved ones that are not underneath contracts. And this is where I'll just say ABC companies are saying, add another line, you know, and we'll give you a free phone, and it's only $10 a month, and it's only a 2-year you know, obligation. Can you educate the people who are getting ready to go after work today and maybe buy a couple of phones for Christmas? Can you say something to them?
We do sell new phones, and we sell refurbished phones. Refurbished phones are basically the same phone, you know, it's just not new, or it's been damaged, and then we repair it back to the original state. They have a same value, but you're not paying the new price. And I know there are some people out there that says, well, I don't want the new phone, you know, and I want to save some money. Well, then coming to us, is we will definitely help you save some money in the long run.
And so you're not under warranty. Not under warranty, but you're
not under contract. No contract.
Okay, but then you do repairs, like you said, the cracked glass and anything else. So I took my niece, just to give an example, and she went back, and it was like, you know, almost as much as a new phone. She said, it's only going to cost $120 because look at my phone. It's cracked. I can't see it. I'm thinking, huh, I didn't have your number at hand, Terrence. But for those who are looking to purchase a family of four or to, you know, maybe think about if they want to have a situation with their phone, can you give your contact information?
Yes. It's cellphonemakeover.com. That's our website. Our phone number is area code 470-210-5464. We're open from 10 to 7, Monday through Friday, and Saturday, 10 to 6.
Okay, now, let me just go ahead and just give you a little heads up. You also are a computer geek.
Yes, we do computer repair.
Hey, you didn't catch that one, did you?
We restore computers. We do data recovery. We do damaged computers. We actually, anything that you can do with a computer, we pretty much can provide you the service.
Hey, look out, lady, Trisha Bailey.
Yes, Tom.
Would you recommend his service to the citizens of Metro Atlanta?
Of course, definitely. Like I said, he basically saved my life because I wasn't able to talk on my old phone, and he made it possible for me to get my new phone and fix it up for me. I would definitely recommend him to anybody, and I have been telling my clients about him, especially if I see somebody who has a cracked phone. I'm saying you don't have to. Your phone does not have to be cracked like that. You know, I have somebody that can repair it for you. So, you know, those are some things I know that I'm thankful for him.
Now, are you doing any kind of events, Mr. Robinson or Lookout Lady? You know, coming up this month or next month at your location, so she can wear her cape.
Yes, we're going to plan an event at Film Makeover pretty soon, and we'll let you know as soon as possible. So we definitely are going to do that.
Mr. Robinson, you see how the Lookout Lady just took over the show?
Yes. I like
yes.
I like that.
But for those who are listening in, please listen to the show. Thank you so much. But before you go to Best Buy, before you go and add on if you're with ABC companies, and they're gonna have all these commercials say add another phone, you know, Terrence, right?
Yes.
Tommy Jr. or Trisha Jr. You feel me? Before you go ahead and sign that, and they're going to give you a phone for $10, you know, if you agree to another 2 years in jail. Terrence, can you give a real hard commitment to call you today?
Yes. You know, Tom, one thing I forgot to mention. There's one thing that customers need to understand is that with the prepaid service, there's no late fees. If you forget to pay your bill, you know, you get your service turned back on, there's no charge for restoring your service. But with a lot of the major companies, there is a charge for it. And the charges a lot of times are anywhere between $25 to $50. And then top of that, one more thing, is that we pay for protection. But the protection what I mean is we put insurance on our phones. And we're spending anywhere between 10 to 20 bucks a month for insurance on our phone. And then there's a lot of the times, there's a large deduction. Well, by coming to us and have us do repairs for you, whatever wrong with your phone, you eliminate that. So there's a lot of times there's need for insurance because a lot of times, you know, the fees that you pay each and every month outweigh the value of your phone a lot of the times. And so you're spending that money, and then when you crack your phone, you have to pay a deductible. So we're spending money that we don't really need to anymore. But in the past, yes. Now we don't need that.
Well, while I have you on a national and international radio talk show, I want to see if you can promise me a iPhone 7 for Christmas. Get the lookout lady a glass that she can fly around Metro Atlanta without breaking her glass, and for us to send people your way. And moreover, that was just a joke. What we want to do is for those who are listening in, and if they say Promised Land or Lookout Lady, Terrence, can you give them some kind of deduction, discount to come in today?
Yes.
Can you, I mean, if they say Lookout Lady.
If they say Lookout Lady, yes. I definitely can offer them a discount.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to that one, Terrence.
I definitely will.
Okay.
Each and every time.
Okay.
Okay, well, listen, people, please, before you go out and purchase, before you go out and submit your contract with the ABC, situations, most important thing we all have to remember is you don't want to be in jail for 2 more years when they give you a free 2 lines for a kid, and when you have Mr. Terrence Robinson at your convenience located. Can you give your location and your contact note?
Yes. It's 2853 Panola Road, Suite 200, Lithonia, Georgia, 30058, and my phone number is area code 470-210-5464.
Now, how about the computers? Okay, do you refurbish computers?
Yes, sir. We do have refurbished computers.
What's the range? Just that we're not going to go there because they're going to be calling and going to your website. Now, all of the computers and the cell phones will be on your website?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you give let's just use example, a Dell Windows 7, 2 gig. Can you give, like, a range?
The range runs at around about $150, maybe $200 at the most.
Wow!
And it
does
the
that?
Same exact same thing as a brand new computer.
Trisha Bailey.
Yes.
Now take your mask off. Do you hear that?
Yes, I heard that. I want one. Okay, Terrence, I want one.
I got you.
Well, listen, everybody, we're trying to do something, trying to save some people money before they go into this Black Friday after Thanksgiving. Everybody will be full of turkey and dressing, and they won't be able to make decisions. You need to call Terrence Robinson on a Red Monday today. And call him ASAP. Now, for those who need media exposure, if you have a business that needs to sell their services and products between now and Christmas, please befriend me on Facebook. And my name is Tom Livesey. Tom, L-I-V, it's in Victory, S-E-Y. Or you can, email me at tlivesey, T-L-I-V, like in Victory, S-E-Y-F-L-N-B, at yahoo.com. But the thing, what we're trying to do as we're bringing, people together for the holidays and trying to, help and trying to show our love by the purchases of our hard-working money. Do you think it's bad, Terrence, for us to save a little money?
It's always worth saving. Everybody likes to save money, regardless.
Hey, Lookout Lady. Hey, Lookout Lady, can you say one thing about what you're doing? And what she's doing is that's why she came on the show. She's looking out for our community. Can you tell a little something about Lookout?
Yes, Lookout Lady was created basically out of, actually when I was younger, I was 12, and they called me the Lookout Girl. One of my relatives named me that because I used to always basically run errands for my family, and they would always say, go to the store and get me this, you know, and I would do my cousin's hair. So I was basically the go-for girl. So they named me Lookout Girl then. So then as I got to be older, I said, you know what, I'm going to call the Lookout Lady. So that's why I created a character. She's a comic book character, which I'm creating. You know, hopefully, you know, I'm going to have some children's books and create a character out of it. So she is now the Lookout Lady. So basically, it's just for, you know, I do motivational speaking. I also advocate for no texting and driving, which is called Get Off and Drive.
That's what Terrence hit on, didn't he? He said, why you need 10 gigs when you drive?
And I also do, these positive self-images for young girls and boys. And I also deal with healthy living and healthy lifestyles.
Well, I just want to just say one thing. Thank you so much for you all coming on the show. For those who need more information, please listen to the show. It'll be on my Facebook wall, Tom Libsey. It should be on Trisha Bailey's wall. Also, will be on Terrence Robinson wall. And for those, again, who are needing services and products, but most important thing is we're getting in what we've been educated on. Y'all need to listen to Mr. Robinson. He's telling you, don't get hooked up, you know. Don't get hooked up and go to jail for 2 years just to communicate. And don't get hooked up with all these technical red lights and yellow lights on your phone that you don't even know how to use for the next 2 years. Isn't that right, Terrence? Can you give us a close-out, Terrence Robinson?
Once again, Tom, features, you said it again, you know, features that's being offered, you're never using. Most people don't even use it. I guess we're caught up in the hype of having the latest and the greatest. The latest and the greatest might not always be the best for it. Our phone is just like a computer. It's the processor that how it processes the information, and it's up to the user to use the phone to their advantage. And then having the latest features on the phone does not always constitute the best.
Or the best purchase or the facilitate the need of the individual, isn't that right?
Yes.
And with that, Lookout Lady, while I have you on as a witness, Mr. Robinson said that he is going to shoot me an iPhone 7 for me to
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mr. Robinson. Hey, how to get a man to get quiet? <He's> a, anyway, no, I was just cutting up. But listen, everyone who's looking to replace, restore, repair, or look at discounted quality technical product that we all need today, from schools to businesses and the seniors. And I'll close with this. My dad said, I can't crack open no computer. I said, well, I don't think it's a pecan, Daddy. But the thing is, we all have, and technology is going to run over us one day, no matter who we are.
Yeah.
So just please support your businesses in your local area. And Atlanta, Georgia, you have the number one, and that is Cell Makeover. Mr. Terrence Robinson, located off Panola Road. He'll give you information. Listen to it at your convenience later today or over the weekend, throughout the week. And suggest his shop if you have friends who are thinking about purchasing a cell phone or computer for their loved ones. Thank you all so much for being on the show. Thank you, Lookout Lady.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you for allowing me to come. Bye, Terrence.
Bye.
I'll be speaking with you soon.
Okay. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you all.
Okay, bye-bye.